This episode is sponsored by my Patreon supporters. Thank you so much to Christina N., Earl B., St. Peaches, Terrence C., thank you to Carlos C. and Bonkers. A huge thank you to Viden A., Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona and Luna, Legion, Hannah M., Brizo, and Abby R. Thank you so much for being here. If you're interested in becoming a patron to help support the podcast, then head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Choose the tier that fits your interest and enjoy early access, exclusive episodes, and more. Remember, it's patreon.com/tabitabipod. Mabuhay, and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I usually narrate paranormal stories submitted to us by our listeners. However, for today's episode, instead of the usual narrations of paranormal stories, we are going to explore one of the most haunted places in the Philippines, the Diplomat Hotel. Located in Baguio City, the Diplomat Hotel has a history dating back to the early 20th century. And it's said to be home to numerous spirits, including the ghosts of nuns, priests, and even headless apparitions. Join us as we uncover the chilling stories and paranormal activities that have been reported at this notorious haunted location. From its dark past as a Japanese military stronghold, to its eerie presence as a tourist destination for thrill seekers, the Diplomat Hotel is a place that's sure to send shivers down your spine. I'm your host and guide, Ethan. Hello. I hope you're all doing well, and thanks for being here with me. Now, settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. First, let's talk a bit about the history of the Diplomat Hotel. The Dominican Hill Retreat House, most commonly known as the Diplomat Hotel, is an abandoned building on top of Dominican Hill, Baguio, Philippines. As I mentioned earlier, the hotel was originally built in the early 1900s as a vacation house for American friars of the Order of Preachers, also known as the Dominican Order, and the nuns of their order in Baguio. Father Juan Rocky O.P. oversaw the building's construction. He was also the one who designed the main building of the University of Santo Tomas. The structure was constructed on a 17-hectare hillside obtained from Americans living in Baguio, and work began in 1913. To take advantage of tax breaks, the building was inaugurated Colegio del Santísimo Rosario when it was built in May 1915. Unfortunately, due to low enrollment, the school closed 2 years later and the structure was restored to its original function as a holiday residence for Dominican Order friars and nuns. In commemoration of the order, the slope on which the structure stands was named Dominican Hill. The Dominican Hill Retreat House has seen its fair share of dark and sad tragedies. During World War II, the structure functioned as a sanctuary for individuals fleeing the Japanese invasion. Nonetheless, Japanese soldiers quickly took the property and made it their headquarters. The structure became the Japanese Imperial Army's final stronghold and garrison in the area. Inside the confines of the building, Japanese troops perpetrated atrocities. The Kempeitai, their secret police, tortured, raped, and beheaded priests, nuns, and refugees. Many innocent lives were lost within its walls, and the structure became a place of profound misery and tragedy. After the liberation of the Philippines in April 1945, American soldiers attacked the region, partially damaging the right side of the structure. It was also said that in those times, Japanese soldiers who were still at the building committed suicide. The structure was extensively restored and renovated between 1945 and 1947 to restore to its previous splendor. In 1973, Diplomat Hotel Inc. gained ownership of the property and thoroughly transformed the interior into a 33-bedroom hotel, maintaining the unique features that the Dominican Friars had previously created. The hotel was run by Antonio Agapito Toniagpoa, a businessman. Toniagpoa, besides being an entrepreneur, also claims to be a healer of faith, famous for psychological surgery. The hotel became a sanctuary for his patients, who came mainly from abroad and stayed there until healed. Agpoa claimed to be able to extract tissue from patients' bodies without making an incision. However, some research says that Mr. Agpoa met many terminally ill people and that he did not cure anyone. Mr. Agpoa died of his ailment in 1987, and the hotel ceased operations after his death and was abandoned once again. The building was looted and sacked when it was abandoned, and the structure was also severely damaged by the 1990 Luzon earthquake. Now, let's talk a bit more about the hauntings at the Diplomat Hotel. The hotel has gained a reputation as one of the most haunted places in the Philippines, with numerous stories of ghost sightings and unexplained occurrences. One of the most famous stories involves the ghost of a headless priest, who is said to roam the halls of the hotel at night. According to legend, the priest was killed during the Japanese occupation of the Philippines, and his head was displayed on a spike outside the hotel. Another popular story involves the ghost of a young girl who is said to have died in the hotel during the war. Guests have reported hearing her laughter and footsteps in the halls of the hotel, and some have even claimed to see her ghostly figure. Another story goes that a fire broke out in the hotel many years ago, resulting in the deaths of several guests who were trapped inside. There was also the story of a nurse who committed suicide by jumping from the rooftop where the cross is located. The hotel's history of violence and tragedy has led to reports of unexplained phenomena and ghost sightings. These stories may be linked to the violent events that occurred in the hotel's past, including the massacre of several children at the fountain. The Dominican Hill Retreat House is a testament to the rich history and heritage of Baguio and the important role that the Dominican Order played in the city's development. It stands as a reminder of the city's past and a symbol of hope and inspiration for the future. Since then, the building has been a famous location for ghost hunters, paranormal enthusiasts, and curious people interested in learning more about its haunting history. Due to safety's concern and the structure's deteriorating state, local authorities have restricted access to the site. There have been ideas to repair and remodel the Diplomat Hotel, but no concrete plans have been implemented as of yet. The property is still a renowned tourist destination in Baguio City, and its history and reputation for paranormal activity continue to captivate tourists to this day. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, the Diplomat Hotel is a must-see destination for anyone interested in history, architecture, or just a good ghost story. I do hope you enjoyed listening and learned something new. If you have other haunted places that you want me to tackle in the podcast, or if you have any paranormal encounters that you would like to share, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or, if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. And for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access, listen to Patreon-exclusive content, and more. Thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. This has been your guide, Ethan. Join me next time as we explore more haunted locations in the Philippines. Bye!